Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So this is how it's going down. Y'all ain't paying me enough for this. Nah, man. Don't be asking me to do somebody. Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on, baby. Rock this back and drop up and down, baby.
Don't be asking me to do somebody else's job. Don't be asking me to do things that you wouldn't ask anybody else to do. Don't come to me asking me to do things because you're comfortable asking me to do it, but you're uncomfortable with somebody else. Somebody else is making you feel uncomfortable about asking them to do anything extra or even doing what they're supposed to do, but you want to come to me and ask me to do it. Oh, no. You're not paying me enough. I'm tired of this, and life is really tough. The thing is, we're going to keep it on the jobs level. Y'all know that we don't normally scream that we're not getting paid enough until we get caught doing something we ain't got no business doing. You know what I'm, saying? Until we are caught with some misconduct, it wasn't even all about the pay. You get caught sleeping on the job. Won't you say, well, y'all not paying me enough to not sleep on this job. You get caught stealing time. Well, if y'all paid me more, I wouldn't have to steal time. See, I guess those are just things that you probably shouldn't say at those times, even if your crazy self actually believes that. Y'all know how that go. Y'all know how it go. We've all had jobs, been on jobs. Some of us have given jobs, and you see that, yeah, as soon as feathers get ruffled, as soon as you're ready to write somebody up, as soon as somebody sees themselves getting closer to termination and all of that kind of stuff, yeah, it's not all about not getting paid enough for that. But as soon as you don't want to do something that you're probably getting paid to do, then it's all about how much you're getting paid. You want to renegotiate your contract once you're asked to actually perform your duties. And sometimes it might be a legitimate claim, but a lot of times it's not. You got to kind of use that same energy whenever you on the clock, baby. And, of course, there are areas in our lives where we not only do not get paid, but where we might actually pay and not get what we are paying for in return. But we might not gripe about it. We might talk about all the other benefits about, you know how it is when you switch jobs, when you go get another job from having one job or another or whatever. And or when you decide to stay on a job instead of going to get another job that may be paying you more. Now, if you don't want to leave your job, most people will use this as an excuse to stay on a job that's not paying them as much as the next job may pay them. They might say something like, well, that job pays me more, but this job has better benefits. And okay, all right, that's cool. You know, I've heard this argument plenty of times. You know, the benefits. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sick enough to care about the benefits. I want my money. I want something I can spend, something I can lend, something I can borrow against. And I can't do that with health coverage, life insurance, and retirement and 401k. They ought to call it 401 play because it's garbage. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I know. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have 401k. All right. Just understand that 401k ain't, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but I'm real funny when it comes to money. I am. You could call me cheap, frugal, whatever, but I'm always watching my dollars. And what I do know is that when I save my money off the books, I can spend it whenever I need to. If I stuff money up under my mattress or in a sock and throw it in a drawer, or if I dig a hole in the backyard and put a canister, put a coffee can full of money down where the groundhogs be. If I need that money, I can go get that money. 401k, I gotta ask, yo, can I have my money? And then I gotta wait for them to approve it, and they might say no. But if they say no, then it's like, well, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. If they say yes, then it's like, yeah, well, you can have this much, but not a dime more. Yeah, but I got more of it in there. Yeah, but you can only have this much. Take it or leave it. And it's going to take you a few weeks in order to get it. So I hope this ain't an emergency you need it for, because you should have planned better. You know, because this is for your retirement. It's for, you know, you're planning for your future. Just my little thing about 401k. It's cool, I guess, if you never
if you never really need it before you turn 65. But if you need it before then, yeah, well, it's going to be a while. So I hope you don't need it because your refrigerator broke, your car, you need a new car or something like that, and something in the immediate sense. But, yeah, I'm not getting paid enough for this. Y'all ain't paying me enough for this, man. You know what I mean? Shoot. You know, some people say that when they have to do overtime. Not everybody likes to do overtime. I know that a lot of people want to be on jobs where there's unlimited overtime so they can maximize the money that they make or whatever, you know, stack cash. But not everybody likes to do overtime. So, you know, after 8 hours, some people want to be up out of the door. I don't do no OT. I swear. I do OT, but I don't, you know, I'm normally on salary anyway. You know, so I don't really, I don't be getting no OT, you know. But when I did, I'm like, man, I ain't trying to be to work 12 hours a day. And for me, I'm like, man, y'all ain't paying me enough for this, even with the OT. I'm like, man, yeah, it looked better on the check, but look, I don't want to be here. Just real, you know, real talk. I'm good. I can definitely find something else to do, somewhere else to go. And it don't have nothing to do with laziness. I'm gonna give you my all within the 8. But after the 8, I'm ready to get up out of there. 8, I'm out the gate. But because I'm on salary, I normally wind up having to do at least 9, 10, 12 hours sometimes. And I'll be pissed. And, you know, nigga like me is going to find a way to get that money back. Like, I'm not coming in at my regular scheduled time tomorrow. You do understand this, right? Yo, y'all remember when I was working over in Jersey? Oh, yeah, they was milking me in Jersey. That's why I had to get the fuck up out of Jersey. No more Jersey. You know, they was getting a little bit too much butter from the duck. I wasn't feeling it. I was like, nah, especially with gas and tolls. I was losing. I was like, nah. No. So anyway, they ain't paying me enough for this. I never screamed that they wasn't paying me enough for this. I was thinking it. But I'm like, I'm not that type of player. I'm not going to talk about, I'm not going to talk to anybody about my salary or what I'm getting or what I think I should be getting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to handle that I'm with the people that can handle it. If it don't go down right, then we're going to make alternative moves. But there will be moves being made. And it's not about whether things are going well or not. Like, whether I'm getting paid enough has nothing to do with whether I like this job or not. Either I'm getting what I'm supposed to be getting or I'm not. But you're supposed to take care of that through the interview, in the interview process. Before you get the job, you should already determine or have it determined whether you're getting paid enough to do it or not. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Happy birthday, Ma. Yo, it's Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world's birthday today. You know what I'm saying? Holla at her, say hey, yo. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like a big 5-0. If it is, you know what I mean? And if it, you know what I mean? But happy birthday, girl. Good to see you. I wish you at least another 50 more long, strong, healthy ones. Let me see. Ansel Jones says, you've had to take the unpaved road. You have to take the unpaved road? Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, when you're salaried and work more hours, you're giving them free time. Just, yeah, and they know that. And some jobs take really bad, unfair advantage of that. It's like, well, what you going to do? Because they look at you funny if you start complaining about that. Like, well, you already knew you was on salary. I just know that tomorrow I'm coming in 3 hours late. I need to get some back. Yeah, but you know, yeah. Well, we have to see about that because, oh, no, what I meant to say was I'm coming in 3 or 4 hours late tomorrow because my baby is sick. I'm expecting an emergency tomorrow just before I come in here, and it's going to take 3 or 4 hours. I'm getting this time back. One way or another, I'm dipping out. Over, under. Anyway, they ain't paying me enough for this. I ain't got to be putting up with this craziness, working around these bum-ass coworkers, these hating-ass coworkers, these no good backbiting supervisors, and these unqualified managers. They don't do no work, and they want to push you to do all kinds of stuff that they not paying you enough for. Y'all ain't paying me enough for this. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Well, can you? Can you? Yeah, man, it can be one of those things for real. You know, they ain't paying me enough of this. You normally hear somebody complaining to other coworkers about this, trying to get other people on board to pull an anarchy. Well, I tell you what, a lot of times when you work at a union job, you can get away with that. You know, any job, one of the good things about being in a union, well, one of the many good things about being in a union is that you're not going to have to do any jobs that you're not getting paid for. So if a manager or supervisor tries to get you to go to the store for them on a regular basis or something like that, all you got to do is go to your shop steward or your union rep, and all of that's getting shut down. And that manager's getting in trouble. Like, you running around here, got people doing things off the book, off of their job description and all that, and we're not doing that. Get this manager on up out of here. He got to go. Out. The only thing, the bad thing about a union environment is that you're often in a union where everybody gets paid exactly the same salary. So it's sort of like communism. So no matter, you might work hard at your job, and you might be working alongside somebody else that doesn't work very hard. Somebody that just toes the line or BS's their way through the whole workday, and they're getting paid exactly the same thing you are. Now, it's not always like that, because a lot of times tenured employees get paid more than rookie employees in a union job, but not all the time. Not all the time. So, you know, that can make you feel some kind of way. So, well, there are pluses and minuses in any area of employment that you pursue. So, but you know all of this before you get the job. You already know. So the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? What the guan? What the guan? Are you going to barbecue or stew? Shit or get off the pot? Gotta make a decision, baby. But y'all ain't paying me enough for this. But you know what? You're not getting paid enough to be a parent, are you? Matter of fact, you don't get no money for that. No, you might not get any child support. You might not get any spousal support. You might not get any support from your damn spouse that's there, or your baby mom or baby dad while you're right there. As a matter of fact, you might be coming all out of your pockets financing this whole familial mission. Why you ain't screaming out, yo, Y'all ain't paying me enough for this. What parent hasn't felt that way? What parent hasn't felt like, yo, I mean, I love my babies, and I'll protect them and defend them with everything that I have. But I'm getting jerked. Sometimes these little selfish bastards don't even show no love. All they do is be selfish. And they ain't get that from me. They must have got that from the other parent. They got it from their mama. They got it from their daddy. They didn't get that from me. It's the other side of the family. Relationships. You might be in a toxic, well, maybe not necessarily a toxic relationship, but you might be hooked up with somebody that's just a little selfish, a little self-centered, a little less concerned about your safety, your welfare, your love, your feelings, and all of that. You're not getting paid a dime, and you might actually be putting them up. It's your name on the lease. It's your name on the mortgage. It's your name on the card notice. It's your name on everything. You paying for the groceries. Gas then went up. You might be giving them a little stipend. You know, you giving them a little. You giving them a little. You giving them a little allowance. And they looking your gifted horse in the mouth. Looking them straight in the mouth. But you might be not, you might not be saying that you're not getting paid enough for that. Why? Shouldn't you be saying, yo, you're not giving me enough love. You're not giving me enough sex. You're not giving me enough nothing in order to be in here taking all this abuse. I feel abused, used, abused, turned out. And I'm turned out and turned off. I'm turned out and turned off. You got me on your side, you know what I mean? Got me all turned out. Now, you don't make me wet or hard. What we doing? I want out. But you might not go out. You complaining about the pay. You complaining about the conditions, but you ain't doing nothing about it. You there just chilling. Why? Why? Why is that? Wait a minute. It looks like we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 6606. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. Get this thing together. Wait a minute. Caller with the last number 6606. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. What's going on?
Hello, Trigger. To you too.
Glad to be the Lone Ranger horse.
Yeah,
I was going more for the Sea Biscuit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I want to win different crowns out here.
Oh yeah, why not? Yeah. So, happy Friday, Go. How you doing?
Yo, happy Friday to you. Hold on. Speaking of Sea Biscuit. Imagine we talking about you know you're not paying us enough, you're not paying me enough for this, right? Imagine how a horse has to feel. Imagine how
I knew you were gonna go there.
Yeah.
As soon as you said speaking of Sea Biscuit, I knew you were gonna say the horse was thinking you're not paying me enough hay, right?
Man. Yeah, it's a racehorse is a hard job, man. That is a hard job. And you are doing all the winning. Nobody is running except you. This guy talking about he won. No, he didn't. All he did was
He contributed. Look, the jockey only weighed 10 pounds. So, I mean, he did contribute to, you know.
he weighs a little bit more than the whip that he has in his hand. You know?
That's about it. That's about it, you know.
It's crazy.
Oh, so you're talking about people complaining about not being paid enough? Well, sometimes they have a right to complain. Or you're also diving into, like, relationships. Or like, I'm here, but you're not, you know, you mentioned you're not giving me enough love. You're not giving me enough hugs and stuff. So are you trying to balance, what, the relationships with the business aspect of not being paid enough, not being given enough appreciation? Or because I just got here.
Well, you're pretty much on the right track. What I was saying is, at work, we complain. Well, when I've heard somebody complain about not getting a pay, getting paid enough for this. It was normally when things had gone bad, you know, like when you're asked to do somebody else's work or do extra work, or
when you've
gotten in trouble or whatever, you know. But it wasn't when things were going good, and it definitely wasn't during the interview process when salary was being discussed, you know what I mean? Which is probably the best time that it should have been discussed, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now they don't talk about raises, because you're not getting hired yet, so you better talk about the salary that's in the paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to be negotiated.
Yeah, I've negotiated my salary. I have negotiated upwards of what was advertised.
I always do. Mm-hmm. I always do. Yeah, you don't. Mm-hmm. The dumbest thing that you can do is take the salary that they either posted or that HR tells you that it is. Like, no, you can get more. It's totally in the budget. You got to go.
That's
you got to
right.
go high. The thing about it is, uh-huh. people think that if they ask for more money in the beginning, that they're going to say no, and then they're going to go and get another candidate. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, it feels scary, but it really doesn't work that way. If they've gone through interviewing you and all of that kind of stuff, you are who they want. That's it. So it's your job to lose. You know, like if you tell them, well, listen, if y'all not paying me $1 million, then I can't work here. Well, they're just going to say no. But if it's in the salary range of what the job is, then you can negotiate that. But it is a negotiation. So
you actually did negotiate, because the reason why I negotiated is because I was in sales. So I brought along resumes, not just my resume, but the letters of recommendation. Plus, they talked the sales talk. So I showed them, even without showing them, by verbally expressing to them my background, and as a result, I showed that I was probably worth more than the average candidate. I don't know if you were in sales or not, but if you weren't in sales, how did you negotiate for a higher price? Did you do the same thing? Did you say, well, you're asking for a person with these qualifications, but I happen to have these extra qualifications along with what you were asking for, so therefore, is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I didn't work in sales. So what a lot of people don't know is that for every position at a job, especially in management, there's a salary range that they have a budget for. So they have a high salary range and they have a low salary range. Now, they're not going to tell you how much they can pay you, but you're supposed to know based on the industry what the salary range is. So let's say if you go online, let's say you go to Indeed.com and look for a job, and let's say it says it pays $50,000 a year. Okay, if you go for that job, you send in your resume, you get interviewed, maybe a couple of interviews and all that kind of stuff. When they bring you in and give you a job offer, they're going to say, okay, you'll be compensated $50,000 a year. Well, that's when if that doesn't suit you, and even if it does, what you should do is say, I can't work for that salary. I need 55. I need 60. I would say go as high as 65. So then you're refusing the offer. They'll take the offer back to HR, and then they'll come back to you with a counter offer.
Uh-huh.
They're definitely going to come back to you with a counter offer. It's going to be the first time you do it, it's going to be scary because you're thinking like, oh, I just messed up this job. No, you didn't. You know, they're going to come back with a counter offer. It's not going to be 65, but what it's going to be is probably about, because they know you know the game. So they're going to come back and they're going to say, well, we can't go as far as 65, but what we can do is we can give you 55.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to play a little bit more, you say, if y'all can give me 60, then I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can do it, if it's budgeted for that, then they'll do it. You know, or they may offer you 58 or something like that. They're not going to go all the way to the maximum salary because they don't want you to ever have that type of control from the beginning. Because now they showed their hand and their business practices, and even though you will be a part of that, of those practices if you're in management, because you'll have to negotiate salaries with somebody else that's coming in, but they don't want you to, they don't want to show a brand new rookie exactly how the compensation process works. So, but yeah, any job, you can ask them. All they can say is no, you know, and they're not going to look at you like a sucker if you settle for whatever the job was, like, you know, because they'll tell you, like, listen, this is not a position where the salary is negotiable. If it's not negotiable, then it's not negotiable. So you look somewhere else if it doesn't pay you what you're looking for. Other than that, you take the job. But if it's negotiable, then you negotiate. Don't be crazy with it. Be reasonable. But they actually want to see that you know how to do that, because they'll use you to do that later on. Trust me.
All right. Yeah, that's good to know, because like I've been in sales, and because of my background, because I got results, and because of the way that they presented the job to me, I knew that I should have been paid the kind of money that they were offering, because I deserved more because of what I had done, you know, in the past, and showed it through letters of recommendations. But it's good to know that in other occupations besides sales, that you can actually do that as well. I would probably do it as well anyway. I mean, if I came across a job that was paying $50,000, let's say, and I was in IT because I like computers, then I would say, you know, well, what kind of job requirements or criteria do you have for the job? And if they mentioned a few and I said, well, I was doing more than that on the other job and you want me to do the same that I was doing in the other job,
right,
but you want to do it for $50,000, but I know that it's for $65,000. I can see that as well. So that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, if you've been doing your job, and you're like an expert in what you're doing, you're going to accept the same salary as somebody who just started doing this and doesn't. No. No way. No way. But if you're in a union, you that's how it's going to be, because just coming into the union, your experience isn't as valued as your tenure. You know, in a union, your experience kind of goes along with your ability to keep the job for a long time. So,
I tell you one thing though, the bad thing about sales is that I had, except for one company, there was never a company that I worked for about 2 years or so, where they didn't mess with my commissions or my salary. They always pleaded poverty, and they were right, because if I left because I didn't like the way that they were trying to negotiate with me, or even if I stayed, the companies always went broke. They either merged or they went broke. So it's
Yeah.
I don't have you ever come across that where, let's say later on down the line, like say 2 years in your occupation or 3 or 4 years, or saying, you know what, we like to change the kind of contracts that we have with you guys, and we think that instead of getting $65,000 a year, you can get, you know, instead of having the raises, you can get $65,000, maybe even $64,000, but you get maybe even more perks. I don't know if they've done that with occupations other than sales. Has that ever happened?
No, they do it. They do it all the time. One thing jobs try to do. One thing that jobs try to do is they try to reduce your benefits, because your entitlements cost jobs a lot of money. So a lot of times they'll fire everybody to get rid of all the benefits and the entitlement, and then they'll hire them back as independent contractors, so they don't have to pay them none of that, but they'll pay them more in salary. So you may have been making $80,000 when you were working for the company, and you had your benefit, a full benefit package. So then they fired you, brought you back for $85,000 or $90,000, but no benefit. You know what I'm saying? And because you're a contract,
and it's coming out of your pocket to do it.
And to you, it might be worth it. It might, at least for a little while. because it's a contractual position. So it's like, well, how long is the contract? Like a year? I think I could do a year with this. You know, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that they did it in occupations that were other than sales. I know they try to steal people's pensions away. If you work for a company for 19 years, and then
they don't
want to
pay that.
To pay you.
No. They'll do anything to keep you paying that.
Yeah.
Real, you know? Shit. But the way that they are able to, I worked at one job, and they would fire a whole chunk of people right around Thanksgiving every year. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a firing squad. It was like, wow. They empty the box out. Like, go from the, I saw them go from, like, let's say they had 75 employees, and they fired about at least over a dozen of them. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Brought them back as independent contractors. You know, they were pissed off. You know, people going out the door like, I can't believe this. I've given you the best years of my life. And you knew that this was going to happen. You didn't say nothing. And I can't stand y'all. And then they're back in there 2 weeks later, independent contractor like, yeah, well, it's crazy. It really was.
You know what? I always kind of lamented the fact that I wasn't in the kind of the occupation I really wanted to be in when I got out of college. You know, so I got sidetracked and got into sales. But now from what you're telling me, it seems as though, you know, I didn't really dodge a bullet. I mean, I would have, if I had gone into the occupation I wanted, which would have been the financial center, then it would have happened to me anyway. So, okay, cool. I just thought it was just, you know, I just thought it was particular to sales, but I guess not.
No. Yeah, you can, at every job they have budgets. Different budgets for everything. That's why, like, it's weird. Like, they may tell you that they don't have enough money to raise your salary, but then you'll see all of these improvement projects that cost way more than your salary is. It's because that's budgeted, and you can't take money out of one budget in order to put it towards another budget. It doesn't work that way. And it's the craziest thing. It's like having money in your left pocket and not being able to put it in your right pocket for whatever reason. But that's the way it is.
Uh-uh.
So, of course, you could just steal the money. And, of course, that happens. But, you know, that might cause you to get caught stealing. And one thing that managers don't like is for somebody to get in the way of the stolen money. Like, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. But when I was in sales, I had the objection was, I don't have enough money, we don't have it in the budget. And I would get around that. I said, well, your mission statement is for doing this particular project, getting these particular results. You may not have it in your budget now, but you should get it from some other place in your budget, because this is your mission statement. Isn't that right? And, you know, they would have to say yes or no, or try to tap dance, stuff like that. So I can understand that budget thing, but that's also, you know, smoke and mirrors too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if they really want to, they'll rob from their own Peter to pay their
own
toll.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. They can do anything that they want to do, but at least they're able to show you where they can't do it, you know, so because you're not supposed to know any better. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But,
I'm glad you were telling me about how it works.
Yeah. Well, this is basically just business 101. They want to make sure that subordinates don't understand how management works, because then they'll have the upper hand and they'll know exactly how to maximize their benefits and their salary profile. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they don't want you to know that. You know, that's for management. You know, they want to make sure that they stay in control, which is understandable. You know, you don't want your bill collectors to know that you have enough to pay off all of these debts or whatever, instead of making negotiations. Yeah. So,
you know. Also, yeah, I mean, if you're in management, if you can show the bosses above you that you can keep the expenses down, then you're on a fast track, you think, to getting promoted. So I can understand that as well. And just as long as you're not robbing people, you know, just as long as you're really not lying to people and taking away from them something which they deserve, which they expected because management told them to expect it, then all of a sudden they got the rug pulled out from underneath them, that's fine. I mean, if you're going to do it morally, okay, cool. But if you're going to do it by lying, having people work for you, and then all of a sudden when it comes time to get that pot at the end of the rainbow, that pot isn't there, shit. Somebody deserves to get a hell of a rich and breath be right upside their head.
Yeah. What I've learned in business is that if you keep the profits flowing, you'll always be able to work. It's only when you start messing up the money or messing up the ability to hide the money, that's when they got to give you the axe. But other than that, you know, it's all about money. It really is business, never personal. So that's why I normally try to encourage people to treat themselves as an employee, but present themselves as a business. You know, the same way that businesses try to save money through your salary and benefits and things like that, you should try to make more money through your salary and benefits and things like that. So they want you to work more for less. You should try to work less for more, you know. But you don't have to say that. You know, you just arrange that. Once you say it, you know, because a lot of people want to be exhibitionists. Like, yeah, I made them do what I want. No, shut up. You know what I mean? Just shut up and get yours. You know, you don't have to lead the charge for everybody. You know what I mean? Just calm down there, Jimmy Hoffa.
You know? Yeah, although I should gonna be buried right there in New York Met Stadium. You know, everybody knows where Hoffa's buried.
Right? You know?
You know, but I've had people say to me, you know what, you sound like you're interviewing me. And I said, in a way, yeah, because you're trying to hire me, and I want to know if I want to be hired by you. You know,
that's right.
So this is a business arrangement.
That's
you
right.
want the best. I want the mm-hmm. best. So we have to come to some kind of an agreement here. Yeah.
That's right. And you should. That you're talking exactly how I feel. You should interview businesses. They hired you to make mm-hmm. them money.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't.
And if I'm going to make you money, you better pay me what I'm worth.
Not only that, but there's a respect thing. If they know that you understand how these things work, you are a better employee for them. So if you understand how the business works, then you can go about your business of making sure that they are compensated what they need to be given, the same way that you're looking for your salary. Yeah, it's a total negotiation, especially in sales. You know, like, listen, you know, my commission is going to be this. Now, in order for me to get a commission that will allow me to take care of myself and my family and my business and all of that kind of stuff, then I have to sell this much, which means I have to put in this much effort. Well, then I just want to make sure that I'm getting compensated for that, because we know that at the end of the day, you're only going to compensate me enough to be able to operate effectively on your end financially. So, all right, let's make a deal. Well, simple as that. All right, man. I got to get up out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a good weekend, man. And
you
I'll
too.
See you next time.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right. Good stuff, man. As usual. Good stuff. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Happy birthday. You know, go get her from the beginning. When it all kicked off, she was right there. She's still here. Thanks for coming through, man. We appreciate you mucho, mucho. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. And also, LaTanya Pruitt, happy birthday to you. And Charmaine Frazier, turning 32 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Tracy Williams, turning 50 years old today, happy birthday. And Tasha McKinney, turning 46 years old today. And Amy Mayeta Perez, turning 41 years old today. And Philly Peace, turning 45 years old today. And Carla Henry, turning 58 years old today. And Ty Star Horton, happy birthday to you. And go get a Melissa R. Williams, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the Oak Cliff Veggie Project. Do the damn thing. And Jamie Pope, happy birthday to you. And Reggie Reg, happy birthday. Hey, hey. And Fela Watusi, turning 60 years old today. And my girl that I grew up right next to from Nigerian parents, Hope Costin. Original name, maiden name, Hope Inyama. Happy birthday to you. And Alan M. Swain, happy birthday to you, turning 58 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Shakira Kai. Happy birthday, Shakira. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, they ain't paying me enough for this. Listen, if you want to scream that they're not paying you enough for something, well, scream it when things are, before things spiral out of control, before you get in trouble, before you get disciplined, before you get reprimanded, before they're ready to get rid of you anyway, before the whole thing starts to break down. It's breaking down. I'm going down. And that's in any area of your life. If your man ain't doing you right, your woman ain't doing you right, your kids are acting selfish and crazy, your family is backbiting, they not doing right. Your partners are not coming through. Ugh. You know, things can mess up your mind or mess up your money. When they messing up your money, it's always a red flag. But it should be a red flag when they messing up your mind. How you going to make a bunch of money when your mind ain't right? Make a bunch of money when your mind ain't right. Make a bunch of money when your mind ain't right. You ain't going down like that, at least not tonight. You got to get yourself together. You got to get yourself together. And everything is going to be okay. We going to get it together together. So that's us, and we gonna make sure that we don't have to cuss people out, and make sure we shout, and we don't even have to show out. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for another daily go get a minute. For the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, so make sure y'all come through. I'll be looking for you. I appreciate me some you. Shout out to Art of Boxing. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate your commentary. All right, so let's go. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Let's go.